Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
Ah, Johnny Mathis, just when I needed to calm down.
Because at 6:01, that's exactly what we're needing to do. We need to call. We need to chill.
Chill just a little bit, because you and I are both looking around the room. We're like, oh gosh, there's a dust bunny. Oh, you know what? We need to clean this room. We got to do all these things.
We had a visitor to the as we talked about yesterday. We had a visitor to the radio station. Our boss brought him in here to see, because in the last year, this room has been completely redone.
It's a very cool room.
Yes. And it is on par with Chicago or LA.
It's top of the line.
It's really impressive.
And then cool vibe too.
Yeah.
Just a fun design.
So, I don't think too much of it. She, boss brings her in, and then I walk in here this morning and all I can see is the dust everywhere.
Gosh. Right?
I'm just like, oh my God, this dude thinks that we're the filthiest animals.
And then you pointed it out, and I'm like, oh no, We are filthy animals, but it's not spring cleaning, so we're okay, right? It's still winter.
Oh, well, in that case, let's let the dirt fly, baby.
We can create more filth for months on end and then worry about it this spring.
Yeah. And that's what we're going to do.
That's what I'm offering.
If that's the best we can do, I'm going to sign up.
The first step is realizing we have a problem. So,
well, then
done.
We've done that.
We've done. We realize we have a problem.
We have accomplished our goal, which is we know there's now a problem. And now we will spend the next 80 to 90 days figuring out exactly how we're going to attack the idea of attacking.
Precisely.
The problem.
Yes, 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 yes. Yeah, we will take care of it. Eventually.
Mission accomplished. Hell of a job, Brownie. Hell of a job.
That's my offering. It's just one possible solution is let's just put it off. Because some of it seems futile. Like, there's just a sand barge that keeps arriving in my house. And I'm like, why?
Well, the other part of this, and this is unfortunate, is that a lot of this room it's either black, so all of the white dust.
Yes.
Whoa!
Bam.
Or the surfaces that aren't black are yellow. And
I know. Typically, I thought that, Hawkeye love hides a few sins, but no.
No.
Not in this case.
Anyway.
We're dirty, filthy people.
We are just animals. Bunch of savages in this town.
But we're going to make a plan to do some spring cleaning.
That's right.
We will. Do better. I just want to leave you just with a quick tip. Mm. Dancing Eric Hansen off, having a great time and traveling, right? Which is something that's on Ben's. Producer Ben has a vision board. He wants to do some traveling. I just want to give us all a little heads up when you find a nice place to stay.
Okay.
A travel advisor is making a quick suggestion for everyone who's traveling. Please check the iron that is included with your room. Oh. There's like a closet.
Right, and there's always an iron in
there. There's an iron, an ironing board.
A little foldy ironing board.
Yeah. Before you go ahead and lay down your crisp white shirt and try to, get some of those wrinkles out from the travel.
From the travel.
Check the iron first, because there is a new TikTok trend where people are using the irons in the hotel room to heat up leftover pizza. So there's been a growing number of business people.
So you're thinking you're pressing your crisp white shirt, and what you've done is you've baked in pepperoni grease.
Why is there pepperoni grease on my shirt? Is that sauce? Yes.
Hello, person that I've come to interview with for a job that will pay me, my dream job that will pay me tens of thousands of dollars more than I'm currently making. Enjoy the giant pepperoni stain on my shirt that I have picked out especially to impress you.
You see how go-getter I am? I've come up with a way to smell like pizza all the time.
If you hire me, I will make sure that this happens on a daily basis.
I have to say, though, I really want to see that hack in action because the iron, the shape of the pizza, it all kind of makes sense.
I feel like we should test it.
I know. Like the slice of pizza on the iron
and
the crisp bottom.
Oh,
you know you're not going to get too.
I love me a crisp. Oh, that's my favorite. My favorite pizza crust is
iron?
Thin.
Oh, thin.
And so I'm thinking, and you know, that is if there's a problem with thin, is that it loses its thin in the refrigerator.
Yeah, it just kind of gets too wet.
Yeah, kind of gloopy. So putting it on an iron.
That's something to try.
Especially if you don't have an air fryer handy.
Uh-huh.
Because I don't know about you, when I go to hotels, I do not take my air fryer with me.
I have not. No, not traditionally.
So it's just a little thing to keep in mind. And so it's basically a combination warning and life hack.
It's both, I guess.
Yes.
Thanks for the travel advice.
Love that.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
Okay, I am a grown-up. And I can learn from my mistakes. And in the past, I am a big enough person to admit I made at least one big purchasing mistake. I bought a pair of pants that I call my Oprah pants because of the power of suggestion.
Well, Oprah is pretty good at talking people into doing anything that she wants them to do. Let's be honest.
She's got the Midas touch.
Yeah.
Like her favorite things list, if there's something on there, you know it's going to be good.
Oh, God, yes.
I believe I heard what I wanted to hear in the ad, because the ad that got me so worked up that I had to buy these pants was like, even Oprah loves them, but it didn't have any specifics and Oprah wasn't in the ad. It was just like the power of name drop.
Yeah. Well, that could be, it could be that Oprah just liked the fabric.
Yeah.
Hated wearing the pants.
But the
fabric was lovely.
But I pulled the trigger. I bought the pants. They were only $30. I was like, that's a great deal.
That's not a bad deal.
They came from Spain. Right. They are the worst pants. They are not even full-length pants.
Oh.
They come up mid-calf. It doesn't work.
So it's not intentional capri pants?
No. They're supposed to be full-length pants, and they are, just past my knee. And they're thin and not a good quality item, as I had hoped they would be.
Okay.
Magically shaping and sculpting. Not so much.
Except for that band around your calf where they ended. Yeah.
So I should have learned from that lesson in itself that you can't believe every little pop-up ad on the internet that you see. However, they got me in a new one. Every time I go through Facebook or Instagram, there is an ad for this Il Mikage makeup.
Okay.
And Jan from The Office uses it.
Well, in that case,
Carson Kressley from the original Queer Eye for the Straight Guy, he uses it. And it works so well on them. They're like, wow. They put it on. They can't believe the color and the coverage that you're getting from this amazing product.
And what is it supposed to do?
Cover your skin in a better way or a different way from other makeups? I don't know, but I want it, and I have to stop thinking about it because I think I might buy it, and I don't need to buy it. I really don't need to.
Facebook is the worst for that. I recently, again, going into our giant conspiracy theories that the internet or Amazon or Mark Zuckerberg are listening to all of our conversations.
Completely, they are.
I bought a pair of shoes online last week. And now all I get on Facebook are those Temu ads for shoe storage. And honest to God.
Well, if you have shoes, you must need a place to put them.
The video is so impressive that I'm like, I could use that. I own two pairs of shoes, but But I'm like,
how great would it be, though?
It folds and it snaps, and there's a little door. I could put things in there.
There's a shoe door?
I have things that could be protected by a plastic door.
It doesn't have to just be shoes.
No, I could put trinkets and...
Think of the possibilities.
Tchotchkes and everything. It would be wonderful.
You're selling me on this thing.
So I feel you. You know, you can always do what I do, which is anytime I see something like that and I'm really super tempted, I just always Google it.
Oh.
And when
Whoa, you're in your own independent, like, investigator?
Yeah. And what I usually find out is, because the internet hates everything.
Yeah.
It's usually like, oh my God, that's garbage.
Really?
Don't do that. And then I don't.
I need to do this then.
See, there you go.
Open my eyes. Thank you.
A quick Google should take care of it.
Maybe it's a garbage product. Maybe it's good, but yeah, well, check it out first.
Either way, you will find out.
Don't just give them your credit card information. Well, nice.
Yeah. You do that enough with every other thing in the world, or at least I do. So.
Well, thank you for the wisdom.
Yeah, that's why I need to manifest all that money into my bank account tomorrow.
Yeah.
So yesterday I was telling you that a little weirdness in my friend group.
You were nervous.
Where, you know, we one of my friends, I don't want to get too deep into it, but did something that really upset me. And my other friends were like, yeah, he's being stupid.
It's no big deal.
But you're really overreacting to this. And I just could not let it go. And so I took kind of a step back from the group, just as you are wont to do, because it's like, I don't want to punish anybody, but at the same time, it's like, this is weird for me. I don't like it. Whatever. So yes, Tuesday, I'm on a call with my boss, who informs me that one of the members of my friend group is going to be in our building yesterday.
Surprise, surprise.
And I'm just like, So shows up, parks outside your office, and I can see through the window, and I'm just like, oh, crap, here we go. This is going to be a thing. And so I'm like, okay. So I just keep doing my work, keep my head down, thinking, oh, maybe he'll just leave. That was not going to happen.
Nope.
So does his thing, comes on the tour, sees our filthy ass studio with all of the dust bunnies. Then ends that part of it, walks in my office, sits down, and with the door wide open says, all right, what the hell happened? I'm like, can we not?
Let's talk.
You know, we can have this conversation, but you know, I have coworkers.
Yeah.
You know? And frankly, I don't know that I come off looking great in this tale.
So shush.
So shut it. and it was very weird at the beginning, as you want to do. Then it was fine for a while. Then as we were parting ways for the day, it got a little weird again.
Uh-huh.
Because it seemed like we were needing to, all right, is this going to continue? Is this not? Seems like there was a...
So are we healed? Are we done? Yeah.
I think with this one particular person, it's healed.
Okay.
I think we're going to move on, and I'm just going to, you know, again, because let's be honest. Just because one person is being stupid doesn't mean everybody else subscribes to it.
True.
10 of 10 recommend.
Yeah.
But sometimes, you know, just where my head is, I just, you know, because again, we are the stars of our own movie.
Exactly.
I am the Leo DiCaprio of bizarre friendship drama in 2024.
Good for you. But you're growing.
Yeah. That's what I like to think.
Yeah,
anyway.
Sure.
Waking you up with the Morning Scramble on Z102.9.
It's been a lot of excitement building as we go throughout this week. We've been asking you to save a very important date on your calendar.
Yep. And that date is Sunday, February 25th for the return of Z102.9's Gowntown.
Gowntown is one of our favorite things that we do every year. We basically have a pop-up prom store where we give away dresses to high school students for free.
Emphasis on free.
Free.
Because let's be honest, you got dress, shoes, jewelry, accessories.
Yeah.
Hair, makeup. I'm sure there's more that I'm forgetting. That gets really expensive.
Well, yeah. And then there's dinner and if you want to get transportation, a limo or something, you know, it all just stacks up and prom is astronomically expensive.
It is.
We want to take a little bit of that hurt for some families away. If we can do that with a free dress, it's so easy because there's some people who have a closet full of tulle and need to get rid of it.
Well, yes, that is exactly what needs to happen.
And we're just linking up the two groups.
That's right. You have a closet full of tulle. We have kids who need dresses.
Exactly.
Now, we do, if you are interested in cleaning out your closet full of tulle, we will take your dresses. That information is coming soon. So hang on to them.
Give us a minute.
We'll let you know where that is coming up very soon. But the most important part, save the date for Gowntown, Sunday, February 25th, Kirkwood Linn County Regional Center in Hiawatha. It's going to be an amazing day.
Yeah, we hope to see you there. If you are a high school student going to prom, you know of one who is, make sure you get that date on your calendar.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
A big announcement yesterday that Jon Stewart is returning to The Daily Show to host.
What?
Yeah. Here, stipulations, though.
Okay.
To host Monday nights.
Only Monday nights?
Only Monday nights.
I'll take it.
And it's limited through this year's presidential election.
Still, I'll take it.
I'll take it. I know. I was like, what? Fine.
Yeah, I'm good with that.
He's going to start on February 12th. He'll do the Monday night show, and then the remainder of the week, it's hosted by a team of correspondents. They're just kind of have a rotating chair. The executives who made this deal said that Jon Stewart is the voice of a generation, and we're honored to have him return to help us make sense of the insanity and the division that's roiling throughout the country as we enter the election season. He was the host for 16 years, from 99 until 2015, when Trevor Noah took over. Trevor Noah stepped down, and they have not announced who's going to take that spot.
Well, maybe if we get super lucky, he'll do it every Monday, and then I'll be like, you know,
I kind of like this.
I miss this. I could do this.
Do it again.
I made my movie.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Hey, it's just an idea.
Yeah.
I'm not mad at it. Okay, previously in Z's Sleaze, I told you about Dolly Parton's big birthday celebration. Last Friday, it was Dolly's birthday, and there were many festivities, including here at the library in Cedar Rapids. Dolly is to be celebrated. She's a big deal.
Yeah, because Dolly has her imagination library that sends millions of free books to kids of all ages all across the world.
She does that. She helped fund the Moderna COVID vaccine.
Yeah, she's pretty amazing.
And she's talented at music.
There's that too.
That little thing. So they decided to honor Dolly and have a birthday party for Dolly at the Grand Ole Opry. They invited a bunch of artists to come celebrate and sing Dolly's songs. Well, country artist Elle King showed up, and she apparently had had too much to drink and couldn't even get through a Dolly song. It was just kind of a train wreck, and she has not apologized. There's been no public comment from Elle King following performance.
Well, let's be honest. What are you expecting from somebody whose biggest hit thus far is Drunk and I Don't Want to Go Home?
X's and O's. Dolly's sister called her a spoiled brat. And today, the announcement is that her upcoming show on Friday has been postponed.
I'm shocked.
It's been rescheduled to September. So not sure what's happening there, but not going to be able to hear from Elle King this Friday.
Assuming that she'll be out of rehab by then?
Maybe. Big announcement from Justin Timberlake. Not only is he about, we're like 5 minutes away.
Yep, five
from
minutes.
Brand new Justin Timberlake single. It's called Selfish. Can't wait to give it a listen. We'll get it after 7 o'clock. But he also made a surprise announcement. Justin Timberlake announced that he's going to have a one night only concert in New York City, January 31st, which is his birthday, and tickets to the concert are free.
What?
Yeah. It's a free Justin Timberlake concert in honor of his birthday. You have to go and get registered, of course. You have to fill out a form on Justin Timberlake's website. The window to make a request for tickets closes tomorrow at midnight. There's a limit of 2 tickets per person. You have to fill out billing information, but the tickets themselves cost nothing, and they're non-transferable. And you have to be available
on the day.
That day. You won't find out you win them until the day before, too. So it's kind of for townies.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
Unless you were already planning on going to New York City on Tuesday, January 30th.
It just happens that I'm going to be there.
Well,
I guess I'll go to this show.
Yes, sign up to win those tickets. And he's also going to be the musical guest on the January 27th episode of Saturday Night Live. So he's in town making some moves in New York City. He's a guest on The Tonight Show tonight. I think he's making some sort of announcement. Mate, will there be a tour? We'll have to just wait and see.
There better be. I hope so.
I'm excited to hear the new music, though.
Yeah, I am too. 5 minutes-ish.
That's what we like to call
Z's Sleaze.
The suspect in the January 3rd robbery of the Cedar Rapids Bank and Trust branch on the northeast side is in custody this morning. Andrew Durr was arrested yesterday in New Orleans.
Whoa.
Yeah. So, yeah, he got pretty far away. He'll be brought back to Iowa to face charges. A bill ready for debate in the Iowa Senate Transportation Committee. I love this one.
What is
this? This is one of my biggest pet peeves. It sends a message to drivers who linger in the left-hand lane of highways with 4 or 6 lanes of traffic. If the law passes, anyone who stays in the passing lane too long could be fined $135.
Whoa.
I know. So they're not messing around.
No kidding.
It sounds like from the story, they're going to, if it passes, they're going to ease it in. So it'll be like not till 2025 that it kicks in, but they can stop you and give you warnings up until then.
Oh.
But this is not just an Iowan thing. Minnesota and Illinois already have laws like this, and the fine's about the same.
But this is for like big highways, yeah. 3 or more lanes?
Yeah, this would be like 380. Kay. It wouldn't be like Highway 20 or something like that.
Okay.
So another bill introduced into the Iowa House would require that students and teachers in Iowa public schools stand at attention and sing the national anthem daily. If the bill as written becomes law.
Daily?
Daily. If the bill as written becomes law, teachers and students who object to singing the national anthem would be required to stay silent and stand while the others sing. That is.
I mean, I remember doing the pledge every day.
Yes.
And that felt really forced.
Yes. And the
singing?
The national anthem is hard.
Yeah, it is.
It's not like Itsy Bitsy Spider
no,
here.
It's not. I mean,
come on. That's a song.
Yeah. Who's going to hold on to this note? What version are we doing?
Exactly. Are we doing Whitney Houston or are we doing Chris Stapleton?
Yeah.
We need to know.
Somewhere in between. What is it?
Yeah. And yet another bill under consideration in the Iowa Senate would let drivers operate all-terrain vehicles at higher speeds on some Iowa roads. Currently, ATVs can go no faster than 35 miles an hour on state roads. A lobbyist for the Iowa Motorcycle Dealers Association says driving at higher speeds is a safety concern. So it sounds like they're not in favor of it.
Wow.
Because machines and tires on ATVs are not made to go at those speeds.
I did not know that.
Makes some sense.
Okay.
Claire and Eric can't agree.
All right.
So it's up to you. It's Jury in a Hurry on Z102.9.
All rise. It's time for a Radio Court of Law. Jury in a Hurry on the line today. A case that I'm actually bringing. I'm the plaintiff.
Oh.
Because this is a situation that happened to moi.
Oh, to okay.
I'm going to make the case and I'll tell you why I believe what I believe.
Bring it. Let's
Here's
go.
Here's the deal. Went out to eat at fine-ish dining establishment.
Fine-ish. So you had to wear your shoes the whole time.
Yeah, no, shirt and everything.
Okay.
I wore a shirt and shoes.
Oh, wow.
It was
so
fine dining.
Fine-ish, yeah.
Very fine. And we placed our orders, got my order back, and it was not what I ordered. I got a chicken sandwich, and this was a burger, and that's...
That's not the same.
That's not the same.
No.
So I'm like, I believe I got somebody else's, and then they're like, oh, so sorry. And it was a very confusing because it wasn't my husband's either. And so we were like, I don't know whose food you got, or if we just put it in wrong, not sure what happened, but we'll go and we'll make yours. So I assumed that when it came time, and I did get some food and I got the correct food and everything was fine, but I assumed that like when the bill came, it would be taken care of. That it would be like, you know what, since you had to wait, we're just going to take care of you today. That is our bad and we will take that off the bill. I thought I was going to get a free meal. I didn't. Now I did get a meal and it was what I requested. I just felt that that wasn't how I would have handled the situation. And I didn't get mad and I didn't get upset. I was very calm and very rational. And maybe it's on me for being like calm. If I had gotten upset, maybe then the meal would have been up. But as I sit here now, I'm more upset now than I was in the moment.
I was going to say, you are winding up.
I've just been sitting here thinking about it and thinking about it and like letting myself, it's building and it's not healthy. So I think what should have happened is it immediately gets comped.
Oh, really? Just
yes.
Automatically.
Automatic. Isn't that how it works? Like every time, if you got it wrong, you've failed me as the diner. And then, well, we're going to make it right by, hey, don't worry about, because that was our mistake, we'll take it off the top. Or some sort of other offering.
I'm going to say no.
Why?
Because I just think accidents happen. And it's the reason that this is going to be a surprising take for me.
I thought for sure I could vent to you and you would have my back.
Is that I am an incredibly picky. I'm not Ben level picky. But I am Ben minus.
You guys are pretty close.
We are very, very close. And I am not afraid. I will send it back. I have no fear of that.
Really?
Yes. I am if you bring me my burger and it has mayo on it, which is the devil's condiment, I will send that back. Or at the very least, give me a new bun. As long as it's not on the burger, I'm good.
Wow.
Oh, I'm hardcore.
Oh, because I'm usually like, it's fine. I'll just take it. I'll eat it. It's fine.
Nope. Can't do it. Nope. Uh-uh. So I am not afraid to send it back. But I also, because I am a picky eater, I see that as my problem. So if you sell 100 burgers a day and they all have mayonnaise on it, and then there's this one dummy that says, I can't do it because it's the devil's condiment.
It's not their fault. It's your fault.
It's kind of like, well, of course they didn't change it. They're used to mayonnaise. And so I see that as not necessarily, you know, they should get it right because I asked them. Uh-huh. But I don't see that they should have to completely pay for the mistake. Like, full on. Now if it's, wow, if they screw it up multiple times, heck yeah. Or... And I get kind of where you're coming from because poor Nick is enjoying his meal.
Yes!
Or it's getting cold while
yes!
he's waiting and you don't have anything. That's always awkward.
It's weird.
I do see that side of it, but I just think mistakes just happen.
Hey, we're all just people trying to get through this life.
Kind of, yeah.
Oh, my Lord.
And that is not you. I'm usually not that hippy dippy about stuff. But in this particular case, I think... I would say it's nice, but I don't think it's automatic.
Oh, see, I don't complain a whole lot. So I was very surprised when I finally got up the courage and I did say something and I spoke my mind. It was like for naught.
Well,
really?
If you're expecting chicken and you get burger.
It wasn't right.
It's not right.
Who's going to win their case today? Claire or Eric? Jury in a hurry on Z102.9.
I can't believe we have an issue here, but I went out to eat. Meal didn't go exactly according to plan. My order didn't come out correctly. So I don't usually do this, but I sent it back. And I thought in doing so, the meal would then be free. But it was not.
It wasn't. So you're expecting that just automatically because they made a mistake, they pick up the tab.
I thought that's what happens. Okay, so I was very surprised when I ended up paying full price when the experience was less than.
Now, I am more of a, and again, it's very bizarre that I am coming down on this side because I am a fervent send it back guy. If yeah. it's not right, it's going back.
I've been out to eat with you.
Yes, you know.
A little particular.
I'm very picky. I'm kind of whiny about it. I see it as my problem, though. So I will always give a chance to make it right. So I think in that case, I don't see it as an automatic. I think if it is particularly egregious, then yes, they should make it right. But if it's, you know, just a whoopsie doodle, then no, I would say not. So we have placed this in your hands, and Bailiff Ben, how did we do?
Well, some people were thinking it could also depend on how busy the restaurant is, or like maybe the server has like a whole dining room that they're trying to handle at once.
There are variables in this thing.
Sure.
But overall, it was pretty split.
Okay.
And the jury decided no.
Brian
Wade? Yay!
Seriously? I thought for sure.
I feel good. I feel as though I took one. Yeah, it's, again, like I said, it varies. But I can see it, though. But, you know, boy, especially if you have a brand new server who's just going to make a ton of mistakes, that's going to cost you a lot of money and food.
I just assumed. I thought that's what happened.
Oh, well, now we know.
Now we know.
So thank you to everybody who voted. Again, the verdict is no. It is not automatic that a food is comped if there's a mistake at a restaurant.
Apparently.
That is Jury in a Hurry on Z102.9. It's 7:59. We'll get you a buzz after Khalid.
For listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at kzia.com.
Okay, have a good day.